When I was a deacon in a Southern Baptist church right up here in Justin, First Baptist Church, years ago, I had gotten healed from athlete's foot. You know, what started it all, I asked God, God, is it possible for me as a Christian to have a demon? You know, because so much of the world, I mean, you go to some of our biggest seminaries with some of our biggest PhDs, and they'll tell you it's absolutely possible for a Christian to have a demon. I know because I talked to some of them. So when I started reading the Bible about demons, I thought, wow, these are scary creatures, you know. I wonder, could I have one? And so naturally, I'm asking my pastor. Of course, I'm just a deacon and a Sunday school teacher, and I don't know very much. And so I asked my pastor, which I thought pastors knew everything. And now that I've become a pastor, I know we don't know nothing, you know. But I thought we knew everything. And so I went and asked my pastor, is it possible for me to have a demon? And of course, his answer was, no, you cannot. It's absolutely impossible. There's no way a Christian can have the Holy Spirit living in you and have a demon living in you. Well, something just told me that wasn't right. So I thought, well, when Brother PhD comes over from the seminary to preach for us, you know, I'll ask him. So I asked him, and he said, oh, yeah. He said, it's impossible. A Christian can't have a demon. I said, okay. Then all these people that Jesus cast demons out of and these people that Paul cast demons out of, some of them appeared to be Christians. So I don't know. So I said, Lord, I know there's, you know, whenever you really want a question answered, who is it that knows all the answers? Yeah, that's right, the Lord. And so I said, okay, Lord, I'm going to ask you. I said, Father, in Jesus' name, you told me to ask you anything and you would do it for me. So, Father, in Jesus' name, I want to know, is it possible for me to have a demon? I said, Lord, thank you for my answer. Now, how many of you know that sometimes when you ask God something, he don't just turn right around and give you the answer? He may wait a little while. Well, I don't know how long it was, but probably several months, maybe even a year or two later, I don't know. I'm still reading and studying Scripture, and every once in a while I'm thanking him for my answer to my question. Now, he hadn't told me yet, but I'm still praising him and thanking him for the answer to my question. Well, one night, I am sitting there studying the Word of God, and I came upon Luke 13:11, and behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity. Yeah, that's the one. When I came upon that, and behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity for 18 years, and she was bowed together and could in no wise raise herself up. Now, what did she have? A demon. A spirit of infirmity. And how long had she had this beast? 18 years. Now, now realize that something happened that she or her husband opened the door to allow this beast to come into her physical body that began to bow her over, and she had no knowledge of what it was. Well, that's what happens to us. If we don't know what the enemy is that we're fighting against when we sin and something starts coming up on us, we don't know how to get rid of it. What is the way we try to get rid of it today? Go to the doctor. Right, Rosemary. We run to the doctor. I mean, I don't know what's wrong with me, but I can't walk quite as good as I could. You know, can you run all these tests and spend all that money for me, you know, and give me all this medication and I get worse instead of better? Well, the next year, instead of being like this, you're like this. And 5 years from now, you're like this. And you're walking around like this for 18 years. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity for 18 years and was bowed together and could in no wise lift herself up. Now, what did she have? A spirit of infirmity or a demon. When I read that, the Lord spoke to me. It's as clear as a bell. He said, son, you have one of those living in your body. Ooh, Lord, I'm one of your sons. They told me I couldn't have one of them. Lord, I got a demon? I mean, what would you have done? I mean, I just read about something that's bowed a woman over for 18 years. And he just told me I got one of them living in my body? Well, first of all, I said, Lord, I am not sick or I'm not weak. You know, so there must be some difference between what a spirit of infirmity can do to one person and it does to another person. Because if I got that same thing, I'm not bowed over. I'm not weak. I don't know anything wrong with me physically, really. And I said, Lord, what is it? He said, it's your athlete's foot. I said, Lord, athlete's foot is a demon? He said, yes, son, and in my name you have authority over it. You talk about a revelation for a Southern Baptist Sunday school teacher. I'm being taught by the King. Because I've asked everybody, can I have one? No, no. But the King told me I got this beast. That's why I say, you know, it's very dangerous to get in God's Word and read it. He might reveal something to you. Amen. He did to me. And when he said, I have authority over it, now, me, I have had athlete's foot ever since I was a teenager. Now, somebody says, wonder what sin you committed. There probably was no lack for the doors open when I was a teenager. Y'all understand where I'm coming from? I mean, there's no telling how many different kind of sins that I committed when I was a teenager. I mean, now I know none of y'all were like me, and none of y'all, I know nobody in here ever committed a sin when you were a teenager. Yeah, sure. Y'all were probably just exactly as bad as I was. We were all rotten, you know, there's no two ways about it. It's a wonder God didn't kill me instead of letting the demon come up on me. But when this athlete's foot come up on me, I had no idea that it was a demon or a judgment coming up on me for some kind of a sin that I committed. I never heard that in church. Never. So when I said, Lord, why all of a sudden did he reveal that to me and said, in my name you have authority over it? Well, somewhere along the line, and I don't even know where, but somewhere along the line, I repented for some sins. And obviously, I repented for the sin. You know, every time I think about something, as I'm learning these things, I say, Lord, if there's any sin in my life, would you please create in me a clean heart? Forgive me for all my sins. You know, I couldn't even think of all of them. Just like you, you couldn't possibly think of every sin you've ever committed in your whole life. And so I couldn't. So I said, Lord, if there's anything I've done that you don't like, as I would read the scripture and learn he doesn't like sin, I'd say, Lord, thank you for forgiving me and restoring me to fellowship. Well, somewhere along the line, I repented for a sin. And now then, the King reveals to me why that beast that I have him, he doesn't let me know what sin it was that I repented of that allowed me to kick him out, but he did at least show me that, son, you have one of those living in your body. See, that's why I try my best to teach children, when they get saved, you're washed in the blood from this day forth, don't ever sin again. Stay dead to sin. Now just think what kind of a body of Christ we could have if we stayed dead to sin from the time we got saved, and we could lead every one of our children to Christ when they were 5 or 10 years old. What kind of a powerful church would we have? Wow, that's exactly right. It would be awesome. But anyway, I had repented for the sin, obviously, when the Lord revealed to me that I have one of these living in my body, a spirit of infirmity. Now then, a spirit of infirmity, this is also means it doesn't necessarily have to be a spirit that bows me over, because that's not the way he attacked me. He attacked me in my toes. So obviously, a spirit of infirmity can attack us in many different ways. That spirit of infirmity, he's not limited to what he can do. He can attack one person in their hearing, another one in their eyes, another one in their throat. I mean, he can attack you anywhere in your body. It all depends upon what your sin is. And so anyway, I don't know what sin I committed, but like I say, there probably was many. But it opened the door, and he just happened to attack me and put athlete's foot on me. Now, of course, you know, it got really bad several times, and I would go to the doctor. You know, I tried medicine. Sometimes that would kind of put it to rest, and then sometimes I'd have to go to the doctor and get a stronger medication. And then, of course, when I was went to Vietnam, it got so bad over there, you know, that I almost lost a couple of toes. I mean, it just eat my feet up. And so, what do you got? A fungus. You know, not one single doctor, not one of them ever told me I had a demon. You know, they don't even believe that. They don't know that. But, you know, if they had, I don't know what I would have done. You know, so anyway, the Lord told me I had one. So when he told me I had authority over it in his name, I knew Luke 10, 19, and 20. I knew that scripture. Now, I want them to put Luke 10, 19, and 20 up there on the board. I want you to see this scripture that belongs to you if you're repented of all your sins. Now, this won't work for you if you got a sin in your life. If you got any kind of sin, that you have not repented of. These powerful scriptures will not work. I mean, that's why so many pastors today, when they find some of these awesome, powerful scriptures in God's Word, and they think, wow, that's great, I'm going to try that on somebody, and they do it, and nothing happens. And so then only explanation I have is, these miracles went away with the apostles. These things only work for the apostles. But we hear that, Terry, in lots of places. Well, it must have went away with the apostles because it don't work for us today. No, because we got a sin in our life. We're not walking holy. I mean, when you read the New Testament, all through the Scripture, he says, be ye holy, for I am holy. I mean, what do we think that means? Obviously, not what Jesus says. I took this Luke 10:19-20. I want you to look at it. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions. Now, serpents and scorpions is Satan and his demons. That's what that is. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on the devil and his demons, and over all the power of the enemy. Now, who's your enemy? The devil and his host. So how much power and authority did God give his obedient children over the devil? So how much power does he have? None. Isn't that wonderful? When you learn that, he has no power, and Jesus gave you and me all power, and nothing, not a few things, but nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nothing. Obviously, the church don't even know these scriptures are in the Bible. I mean, obviously, I didn't, you know, I mean, I just, but a long time ago, but now then, praise God, I've learned. He said, notwithstanding in this, rejoice not. In other words, you don't have to be thankful about this, that you have power over these things, but those spirits also, they have to be subject unto you. An evil spirit has to be subject unto you if you don't have sin in your life. Now, if you've got a sin in your life, you're in trouble. That's how he got in. If you have not repented of that sin, you can command him to leave, and he'll laugh at you. He'll make you more sick. You know, he'll just torment the fool. You say, I command you in the name of Jesus to leave. And when you do that in the name of Jesus, and he says, put you down on the floor. What's wrong? This ain't working. And it don't work.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, titled, God Expects Your Undivided Attention, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and post-paid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.